With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Montana prosecutor says he wants to prevent babies from being born addicted to drugs and alcohol by using the threat of jail time as a deterrent for pregnant women. Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he plans to seek civil orders restraining pregnant women from using drugs or alcohol. He said he'll seek to have violators held in contempt of court and jailed so the women do not have access to alcohol or drugs. Caitlin Borgman, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union Montana, tells the Billings Gazette that women need access to treatment, not jail time. Malcolm Horn, director of the Rimrock Foundation in Billings, says the possibility of losing custody of a baby prevents women from seeking the help they need. A southwestern Montana man is charged with breaking into a residence and killing his estranged wife. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 47-year-old Joseph Paul DeWise was arrested yesterday and appeared in justice court today on a deliberate homicide charge. His bail was set at $800,000. DeWise did not enter a plea in the death of 35-year-old Lauren Walder DeWise. Another woman was critically injured in the shooting Sunday morning, but no charges have been filed in that case. A coroner's inquest has been scheduled in the case of a 25-year-old man fatally shot by Great Falls police. The Great Falls Tribune reports police say Thomas Jordan Addison was shot and killed after brandishing a weapon toward two officers. Cascade County's attorney says an inquest into Addison's death has been scheduled for January 22nd. Governor Steve Bullock has signed an executive order creating an advisory council on state parks. Bullock's order says the fiscal health of state parks remains a chronic problem, and the implementation of Montana's plan for parks and recreation has not been fully undertaken or realized, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana is more than halfway through its five-year strategic plan to guide the management of state parks and recreation. The plan runs through 2020, and Bullock says it alone isn't enough to protect the future of state parks. Bullock signed the executive order creating the additional advisory group yesterday. The governor's Parks and Focus Commission will search for new ways to pay for overdue maintenance, increasing staffing costs, and encourage public-private partnerships as well as recreation.
The strategic plan really does provide just a great sort of foundation off of which to build. But when it comes to revenue streams and the partnerships and like, I think we need more than just that plan.
The new State Parks Commission is built of 12 volunteer members. Commission members come from a mix of outdoor businesses and nonprofits, along with a state senator and education, tourism, and healthcare policy experts. The commission is expected to issue an initial report on the key challenges and threats to state parks in June, with a final report in December. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Department of Health launched a new program today aimed at reducing child deaths along with abuse and neglect among vulnerable families. The First Years Initiative will provide services and resources to new mothers and their children. It's funded through a federal grant and will be rolled out in stages. The initiative will create 5 home visitor positions to serve around 125 families involved in the state child protection system. Of the 14 child deaths reported to Montana's Child and Family Ombudsman over a recent one-year period, 10 involved children under the age of 1.
That is haunting, and it's just not okay.
Laura Smith is with the department's Public Health and Safety Division. She says home visitors are meant to serve as a bridge for vulnerable mothers to necessary resources.
Through this new initiative, they would meet with the family in a community setting and really assess the needs of the mother and child. A concrete example would be the home visitor, you know, finding available community resources ranging from health care to WIC to transportation to mental health counseling, and would assist in finding housing.
Smith says home visitors will also coach new mothers on child development and parenting skills. They would then report their clients' progress to Child and Family Services over a series of months. Because it is federally funded, Smith says state budget cuts should not impact the initiative, which she hopes will expand in the coming years.
We will be able to look, after kind of this first stage, look at the data that we have and then make a determination about where we want to go from here throughout the rest of the state.
In the next few months, as part of the initiative, Smith says they will unveil a partnership with the Montana Healthcare Foundation that focuses on prenatal and postpartum care for mothers with substance abuse disorders. A study commissioned by Congress in 2016 showed that early childhood home visitation services had the most promise in preventing child fatalities and reducing child abuse and neglect. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.